Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fourth and goal. And they're going to snap it. And it's Trey Burton who throws caught. Foles, touchdown. How do you figure? They go to the very, very, very back of the playbook for the touchdown.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Yeah, the Bears got themselves a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and we are delighted to welcome in Josh Cooley. He wrote the autobiography of Nick Foles. The book is called Believe It, and he joins us on the Al Pamani Ford hotline, Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Morning, Josh.
Great. Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Have you seen any increase in book sales since he signed with the Bears?
Well, you know, it's funny. I helped him write the book, but all that information actually goes to Nick because he's technically the author, and I was just officially listed as a contributing writer. So it's funny how those things work.
You know, Josh, we talk about Nick Foles obviously coming into Chicago as a quarterback, and he is a professional football player. But it seems from reading what you've written and knowing him as you do, the bedrock of everything starts with his faith, and he's been pretty open about that. Is that the Nick Foles that we're going to get to know here in Chicago? Do you think that will continue?
Oh, absolutely. Everything starts with his faith, and he's firmly committed to his Christian faith, and that's really what drives him, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to do the book with him. I love that about him. He's deeply committed to his faith and his family, and the men around him. You know, what you see is what you get with Nick, and he's just a really genuine individual, and so I think Chicago is in for a real treat.
How did you get into this project with him? What is your relationship like with him? How did you guys meet?
Yeah, it was just a really neat story. So we originally got connected through a magazine story that I was doing on him and about five other players on the 2017 Eagles season. It was called Bible Study Magazine. That was the name of the publication. So it was really just a one-off magazine story I was doing on them. I started doing that in the spring of 2017, and I was so impressed with Nick's faith and these other guys. So it would have been Carson Wentz, Trey Burton, and a couple other guys. So as I got into that story, I thought, wow, these guys are really rich in their faith, their knowledge of Scripture, and so forth. So I pitched a book idea to another publisher called New Growth Press, and that led to a book called The Biggest Win that came out also in the summer of 2018, right around the time that Believe It came out. I finished that book, the rough draft of that book, before Believe It. Once you know, the guys won the Super Bowl, I texted Nick and said, you know, hey, it was actually the day that they were on the Super Bowl parade in Philly. And I said, hey, I know you've got a lot of stuff going on, but you just won the Super Bowl. You won the MVP. Would you be interested in doing an autobiography, a memoir? And, you know, he was doing all the late-night TV shows and stuff, and so he was really busy. He got back to me about a week later, and he said, yeah, let's talk. And so that started things off there. And then we really sat down with his agent and Tyndale, the publisher for Believe It, and started working through that in March of 2018. But I had formed a friendship with him, you know, about a year earlier, starting with that magazine article. So it was just really neat the way it all worked out.
Josh, we know where Nick's career is headed, but I guess, can you help us understand where it turned in terms of he was ready to leave football? I think he was on his way to a camping trip, and he was just coming off a really difficult experience, I think, in St. Louis. And he reached out to Andy Reid, and it seems like, well, you can take it from there, because that's when everything began to change for Nick Foles.
Yeah, you know, for Nick, everything is, as for a lot of people, but everything is very personal, and he was really trying to, the way he tells it, he was trying to establish who he was as a person. Things were, for him, it was too much football, meaning he was feeling like everything was about Nick the football player, and it was becoming too much of his identity, he felt like he was losing himself as Nick the person, and for him that was not only just an individual thing but also a spiritual thing, and his, you know, for his Christian faith, and so he just had to remove himself from football for a little bit. And he was ready to walk away from that because he didn't want to lose himself as a person and as a man of faith and put football on too high of a pedestal. And I think, you know, that's important for all of us, no matter what we do for a living or anything, as letting what we do or those things in our life get too important, to set those things up too high in our lives. We have to remain true to ourselves. And so for him, it was taking a step back, seeing what's most important to me. It's my faith. It's my family. And so that camping trip of just getting away from everything and unplugging really helped reset him. And when he realized that football was not the most important thing, then ironically that helped him be able to go back and say, hey, I can play football once again, knowing that I'm not doing this for football. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm not doing this for championships, but I can do it as a way to help other people. I can share my faith through it, and I can use my gifts and skills that God has given me for the greater good, but I'm not doing this solely because I'm only a football player, if that makes sense.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're talking to Josh Cooley. He is the contributing writer of Nick Foles' autobiography. And it's an interesting book because obviously you get into all the Philadelphia stuff. It's a book that is following the Super Bowl, and you do that very well. But the first part of the book, I think what's extraordinary is the number of obstacles that he has to overcome in his life. And it seems like at every turn, he's facing some issue, some injury, something that has gone awry. And I found it fascinating, the idea that he starts his college career at Michigan State, and he's sitting there with Kirk Cousins and Brian Hoyer and this quarterback room, and it doesn't work for him. He doesn't like Michigan State. He can't handle it, and he goes into his truck, and he sits in his truck and says a prayer because he's seen his mother pray so much. And that's almost like the epiphany he has, where he becomes kind of more of a man of Christ.
Yeah, that's right. So he takes a lot of that in his spiritual journey from his mom, for sure. And that was a really watershed moment for him as a man and as a Christian. So that's absolutely correct. And, you know, another thing was just he didn't like the cold. He talks about that, too, where he wanted to be in a place where he felt much more comfortable, just in the warmth. And so, you know, if he couldn't find a place that wanted him in Texas, well, Arizona fit the bill there, too, so he went to Arizona.
But, wait till he sees Soldier Field, my God.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, that's going to certainly be an adjustment. But hey, there's some warm days up there eventually, right?
Yeah, and we know that he could win a playoff game at Soldier Field when it is pretty cold out, because we saw it a couple years ago, Josh. And, you know, when you talk about the Philadelphia climate in terms of the fans and the media expectations, it can be a tough town, and so can being the quarterback in Chicago. How did his experience in Philadelphia, even it went well, but he had two stints there, so he knows both ends of the spectrum. How do you think that toughened him, if that's the right word, but how do you think that maybe prepared him for what he's about to face in Chicago, coming in with the expectation is that he's going to make this team a playoff team?
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about the cold, but obviously Philly gets cold too. And just those media and those fan expectations. Obviously, I think we all know that Philly has a reputation for being a very tough town. They'll love you, and they'll also hate you depending on how things go. But he really won over Philly. I mean, he's an icon there. He has a statue outside, you know, the stadium. So he's got that in him. But you know, one thing he says is, you can't worry about what people think. That was one of the first things he said, even before we started the formal interviews for the book. You can't worry about what people think, and I think that's a common thread because the nature of the NFL is so fickle. And so I think that's a running theme. You know, when he stepped in, when Carson Wentz got hurt in that Super Bowl season of 2017, He played pretty well in the Rams game when he first stepped in for Carson, but then the next couple games, they didn't go so well before they entered the playoffs. And so one thing I remember him telling me was right before he entered the playoffs, you know, the media was really getting on him, the fans were kind of, you know, murmuring, and his dad told him, hey, listen, you know, right now, I think you are the most dangerous player in the world, because when everybody is counting you out, that's when you're most dangerous. I've seen you do this time and time again in high school, in college, and so forth. When your back is against the wall, you become really dangerous. And Nick just has that kind of quality in him. You can look all throughout his career and see that, certainly in the Super Bowl season. Then he did it again when he came in for Carson. And the Eagles had a losing record, and he brought them back to the playoffs there in the 2018 season. So when his back is against the wall, you never know what he's going to pull out of his sleeve. So it'll be interesting to see what he does this year and this coming year. But I would never count out Nick Foles.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.